Let's talk about our servant master. As a young boy, I read a Russian fable about a master and a servant who went on a journey to a city. Many of the details I've forgotten, but the ending I remember. Before the two men could reach the destination, they were caught in a blinding blizzard. They lost their direction and were unable to reach the city before nightfall. The next morning, concerned friends went searching for the two men. They finally found the master, froze to death, face down in the snow. When they lifted him, they found the servant, cold but alive. He survived and told how the master had voluntarily placed himself on top of the servant so the servant could live. I hadn't thought of that story in years, but when I read what Christ said he would do for us, the story surfaced. For Jesus is the master who died for the servants. Matthew 20:28. The Son of Man did not come to be served. He came to serve others and to give his life a ransom for many. It's from Max Lucado's book, And the Angels Were Silent. I'm so glad to be back home in my studio with my wonderful Healing Touch family. Call us tonight. We're here to listen, to love, and to pray. I've had people say to me before, through the years, well, you know, God just doesn't, I just don't really have a ministry. I don't do much at all. I don't go to the church and I don't serve on this committee and I'm kind of shy and I don't really want to get up in front of people and do anything. And it just seems like the only thing I ever do is pray. As though that's not one of the most important ministries you can ever have as a ministry of intercession. And so if you're a person who prays and you love to pray and you like to go in your prayer closet or pray in the quietness of your home or the quietness of your car or wherever it is, if you're out in the garden praying pulling weeds and praying, mowing the yard and praying, believe me, that is a very, very important ministry. And there's not enough, I don't believe, there's enough of us ever praying, because we could pray 24 hours a day, couldn't we? For all of the cares in the world, all of the people that we know, all the people who have sicknesses and diseases, all of those that still do not know the Lord. We could pray for all of our leaders, because our leaders certainly need it. Whether you voted for them or didn't vote for them, your job is to pray for our leaders. We need to be praying for our pastors, for our ministers, for our priests, for our preachers. We need to be praying for our country. We need to be praying for all our men and women who are in harm's way. We need to continue to be praying for them every day, day and night. I saw some army fellas. They were on a flight coming out of Austin, Texas, going to Atlanta with me. And I, you know, I just wanted to do something for them. I wanted to, like, go over and talk to them and pray with them. And I thought, well, I don't know that I'm going to do that. I'm just going to pray for them for a distance. And then I went into the store and got them some candy bars and gave them some candy bars and told them God loved them.
You are listening to the live call-in program, The Healing Touch with Norma Deering, heard on affiliates throughout the United States and through the services of XM Satellite Radio, Channel 170. To participate, call 1-888-899-HEAL.
And set Lee free, Lord, from his previous wife. And we just ask that as they come together in you. And that they bind themselves just to each other and to you, Lord. And that you just set them free from anything from the past, from any people from the past. We ask that you set them free from any words that have been spoken over them, to them, or about them, about not having a baby. And so we just speak life and health to Kathy and to Lee. And we praise you, God, that nothing is too difficult for you. Lord, you spoke the world into being. And we just ask, Lord God, that you would bless and anoint this couple. And that you would bring forth a precious baby for them to love and to nurture. Just continue to encourage them and give them strength. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to go to California and say good morning to David, who's listening to us on the internet. Hi, David. Welcome to the Healing Touch.
Well, hi, Norma. Hi. First time I've heard your show. It's pretty interesting, and I actually kind of admire your last prayer for them.
Thank you.
Came across pretty well. I hadn't conceived of it in quite that way. Hey, you know, I was in a religious sense. I really always look at the stewardship. You know, if our original charge by God was to be stewards of the earth, And that was why we were put in the Garden of Eden. It would seem to me, even if we were kicked out, our job is still to be a steward of the earth. So if I were to do a prayer, I don't know if you're familiar with that big... there's a big dam spill that caved in just before Christmas up in eastern Tennessee, and it's poisoning Chattanooga, Huntsville, Nashville.
I think that
Paducah,
there's
Kentucky.
Okay.
And I sure prayer for them.
Okay.
It's sad the way that they're being treated. There's no disaster up there, and so nobody can ask for medical care if there's no disaster. For a spill as enormous as that one.
And that, you know, David, I just was in Chattanooga last weekend, and I've got all kinds of friends in Chattanooga, and I had not heard about that.
Well, it's very easy to find. They've done Senate hearings on it.
Okay.
You could look for, I started on December 22nd,
mm-hmm.
Just before Christmas of last year,
mm-hmm.
and it's origin site is, I think it's 40 miles east of west of Knoxville,
mm-hmm.
and it's a town called Kingston.
Yes.
And essentially what it is the technology for this big power plant up there, it's just a coal-fired electric plant,
mm-hmm.
and they would take the ashes and just dump them in the backyard,
mm-hmm.
and cover them over with water,
mm-hmm.
and that would keep the wind from blowing them around, but that's really all they would do is put a kind of a dirt barrier there, and they'd make this pond a sort of an oatmeal of ashes,
mm-hmm.
and they just kept dumping it in the backyard, and they never did a responsible thing with it,
mm-hmm.
and they overfilled it and overfilled it and overfilled it until it was 6.5 million yards.
Oh, my.
And a yard is 202 gallons,
mm-hmm.
or I think it's 199.8
mm-hmm.
Gallons, but it's pretty close, or no, it's 201.98 gallons, but it's pretty close to 202 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that in mind, they overfilled it and overfilled it for years.
Oh,
and
dear.
They put it 20 feet away from the Clinch River.
Mm-hmm.
It flowed into the Clinch River, and then it flowed into the... Tennessee River,
okay.
about 300 miles, you know, and that
right.
goes to Chattanooga.
There's
right. two dams in between them, and unfortunately it was raining and raining and raining and raining just before Christmas, and it rained for about another week after the thing just finally busted open,
mm-hmm.
and it dumped out all of this wet oatmeal of hazardous waste.
Mm.
But what it is it's lead poisoning, mercury poisoning, what is it? There's radioactive isotopes, there's arsenic, and if you go to the U.S. Senate, there was our California Barbara Boxer senator did a hearing in the Environment and Public Works Committee?
Mm-hmm. EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it's actually a committee of the Senate, so it isn't the EPA committee, but it's Environment and Public Works,
mm-hmm.
And because the TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority,
yes.
is a government agency.
Well, you know, David, this has been a problem in so many places, and I just wasn't aware of it being a problem there. And I've got a lot of really good friends who have a dynamic, wonderful prayer group there, and the next time I talk to them, I'll ask them about it. But I think we should always be praying for the environment. And, you know, it's like we realize now the mistakes we've made from the past. We need God to redeem and help us for some of those mistakes.
Stewardship is also...
Sure.
You know, are you familiar with Moses' old law of Jubilee?
Well, a little bit.
But if I understand right, Katrina would be a perfect example for a Jubilee. You had all of these people down there that were buying their homes. Some people had paid off most of their mortgage. Some of them just bought a house. You know, so you could have anywhere between a 1 and a 30-year mortgage sitting around in New Orleans or, you know, the coast there, Mississippi, down into Louisiana. And all of a sudden this hurricane comes in,
mm-hmm.
blows your house down,
mm-hmm.
and you have zero, and all you have left is this mortgage that you're supposed to pay off.
Mm-hmm. On something you no longer have.
Exactly. And
mm-hmm.
so Moses, you know, this has happened time and time and time again, and as far as the insurance companies are concerned, it was an act of God. And unless you can prose that somebody whose fault it was, you know, like the levee wasn't built right, it was an act of God, and the insurance companies don't pay off. So Moses's concept on that was that if it was an act of God, then you don't have to lock into all of those financial arrangements. You just kind of like playing Monopoly, and the game's not going right, so you just turn the game over and you start over again. As far as I'm concerned, I think what Moses was talking about is every time you have a real act of God, you've got to change out the money, because otherwise you're going to create such turmoil in the community. And, you know, they were living in small towns, and if all of the shoemakers got destroyed, are the shoemakers supposed to become homeless and, you know, pay off mortgages that don't exist, or do you just get everybody squared away? And, you know, like the old little settlement things, they would do, everybody would band together and build somebody their barn, you know, or build the school
teacher,
the
right.
house, you know.
Well, I'm a big believer, David, that we are going to have to, because of what's going on with the government, and that's, you know, this is really a prayer program, so I want us to get to prayer, but I believe that the church, meaning the big universal church, us, you and me, Christians,
sure.
We're going to have to be the ones that are going to pick up the slack in all of this.
Because
there's just not going to be the money and the resources that people need, and the church is going to have to pull it up. I'm so glad you listened tonight. I'm glad you called. We're on every night, midnight to 2 a.m. Eastern time. I hope you'll listen again. Lord, we thank you for David, and we do pray about this situation in Kingston, Tennessee. Lord God, we pray that there could be a major cleanup of this hazardous waste with these ashes that brought this pollution to this area. We pray for wisdom and direction for the leaders. And Lord, we ask that you would show all of us how we can be more conservative with our country.
You are listening to the live call-in program, The Healing Touch with Norma Deering. Heard on affiliates throughout the United States and through the services of XM Satellite Radio, Channel 170. To participate, call 1-888-899-HEAL. That's 1-888-899-4325.